Okay, we are starting Tav Tet. We're in the middle of Tav Tet, Eruv Beit Chumin. We're starting Chet. I just want to real quick, just to revamp. Against popular belief, misconception, is that an Eruv and a Makom Shvita, the bread and the place where you are Kone, your residence, your nucleus, that does not need to be in the exact same place. It's always in the same place. People always have kavana. If they're using bread already, an eruv, wherever they put it, that's always what they have in mind. At least 99% of the time. So that's the way the halacha is always stated, and that's the way it's usually commonly understood. However, it does not have to be. If a person beferush, verbally, says that I'm hakona me'makom shvita in one location, it doesn't have to be in the same place as your bread. Right, we mentioned this yesterday. The Mishnah Berurah is the first and basically the only, from all Rishonim and Achronim who I've seen discuss it. Of course, the Chazon Ish piggybacks on it. And same with Yerushu, that you have up to 2,000 amos. But again, there's three items: you physically, the bread, and where you choose to be makom shvita, kinyan makom shvita. That has to all be within the same 2,000 amos. And it can't be more than 2,000 amos beyond your city. There is a very similar. The Chazon Ish points out that it's mashma from Tosfos, and that's yes. So that's in Daf Lamed Daled. So there is a Tosfos. And then, where else do you see this? It's Beferush in the Beis Yosef, mentioned, quotes the Rashba, and it's also quoted in Magen Avraham and others, that if you have an eruv. A makom, you place your eruv, and you have in mind to have it. You place it in Rishus Harabim, and you have in mind to have it 8 or more amos away from your makom shvita. So it doesn't work, because you can't carry. Your makom shvita could only be takes up 4 amos, and you can't carry 4 amos. And you yourself, not through handing off to people one after another, that trick doesn't work because you yourself has to be able to do it. So therefore, if it's more than 8 amos away, it doesn't work. So you see, but if it's less, if it's in Rishus HaRabim, and it's less than 8 amos, 7 point something, then it still works. Because there's always going to be an overlap of how much you can carry and how much you can walk. So, but you see, it's just out stems from this Rashba that's quoted by everyone, that you could have your makom shvita and your food more than 4 amos apart. So that happens to be a clear din, and it's again, and I take back the if I said anything, b'shem the Kaf HaChaim, Aruch HaShulchan, we'll just leave it out. They basically don't talk about, no one really specifies this 2,000 amos. And everyone agrees that it could be up to 8 amos if it's in Rishus HaRabim. So if it's in a Carmelis, it could be up to 2,000 amos. Okay, let's continue from where we left off. Sorry about that. Oh, and today's shiur is sponsored by Ilei Nishmas Shalom Ben Yaakov Aryeh. Chet, im yirtze yishlach ha'eruv ayidei shaliach, if a person sends out an eruv through a shaliach. Okay, now, we're talking about food again, because it's difficult, you're lazy, it's difficult, you're busy, you can't go, right? We learned the ikar way to make an eruv, to move your nucleus, makom shvita, is by being there during all of Bein HaShemashos. Lechatchila, all of it. Okay, now, and you can't appoint a shaliach to stand there for you. I think it's obvious, the Mishnah Halacha points it out. You cannot appoint a shaliach to stand in your stead. If you want to be there physically, then you must be there yourself. But we learned you can place bread there before Shabbos. And you can also use a shaliach to place the bread there for you before Shabbos. But you can't have a shaliach stand there for you during Bein HaShemashos. Okay. He must say. The shaliach must say, right? Because anytime if you're standing there, you don't have to say anything. It's your mind, it's your intent is enough. Because but if you're using bread, you must verbalize that this is your makom shvita. right? And if your makom shvita is going to be a little bit different than your bread, you have to verbalize where your makom shvita is. Okay, v'yomar, and just like you must say it verbally, or shaliach must say it verbally. B'zeh ha'erev, ye ploni mutar leilech. With this erev, Mr. Ploni, who he's doing it for, is kone his makom shvita. Again, 99% of the time it's in the exact same place. And therefore he's allowed to go from here 2,000 amos. So, v'yovad shelo yehe cheresot v'katan. Now, your shaliach that you're using, he has to have das. He's making a kinyan for you. Right? He's relocating your place. And so therefore, he has to have das. So it can't be a cheresh. Now who's a cheresh? So cheresh always means he cannot speak and he cannot hear. Both. And therefore, the person is lacking in his intelligence. Halachically, he has no das. Again, there may be exceptions nowadays if we know he has das. Especially with modern methods, fine. But typical cheresh cannot do it. And in this case, even if you're not a typical cheresh, but you can't speak, you could hear, but you can't speak, an elim, you also can't do it. Because you have to be able to speak. Right? Okay? Mishnah Berurah points that out. Shote v'katan, or anyone who's not quite there, or a katan, or anyone who doesn't believe in Erevin. So he's out of the box. So therefore, he cannot, none of these can do it. It can be your shaliach. V'im shalacho, ayidei chereshot v'katan, oved kochavim, o acher, she'enu mode be'erev. If you use any one of these people, or a non-Jew, or any Jew who's enu mode, enu erev, it's not an erev. You can't do anything. And you still have your home. You get your 2,000 amos beyond your home. It's a nothing. It's not an error at all. Ve'im amar le'achet le'kablo mimenu shlacho ayidei echad me'elu. Now, let's say you appointed a shaliach. And another, you kind of have two shalichim here, so don't get confused. You have your main shaliach in your place, 2,000 amos, where you want to be kona shvita. And then you send another guy, just to mishloach, a delivery service, to transfer it from you to bring it to your real shaliach. So then the middle guy, who's doing nothing but just carrying it for you, could be any one of these people. Even if you send it on a elephant. We'll have those lying around. Oh, a la kofar, on a monkey. Or a drone. Any one of these items, it works. But you have to see yourself that it got to the real shaliach's hands. You can't, there's no chazaka just because you send it on its own with one of these, with a kid or one of these people that it's gonna get there. So because they're not bardas, they're not a real shaliach. So you have to see that it reaches the hand of the real shaliach. And you have to see that it gets to him. Then have an eruv. Then it's a full eruv and it works. Alpha bishalor ha'ashenicho ha'acher. Even though the acher is your main shaliach, you didn't see what the real shaliach did. You didn't hear anything. You didn't see anything. You just saw that he got it. Then that's enough. The chazaka shaliach osa shlichuso. It's the same as if you gave it to him in his hand where you were. Once you give it to a shaliach, you don't have to watch him. You don't have to look. No, you don't have to send any cameras, no spies. And there's a full chazaka that he did your job. Okay. Mishnah Berurah just points out that it's certainly here, it's a case of Darabanan with Eruv Eitchumin, 100% the chazaka works. If we're talking about a shuliach and it's a din d'araisa involved, so then he quotes that there's a machlokis if it works on a regular d'araisa. Some say yes, some say you don't, and it depends. It's even more likely it works if the shuliach knows that you're going to be over in Avera since you're relying on him. But anyway, we'll leave that as it may. V'chein rabim. And so to lots of people, they all join in, they all give their own amount, because everyone needs to have enough food for themselves. And they all put in one big basket, a whole bunch of people, and they're allowed to, they can all give it to one shaliach together, and they can send it, it's a good eruv, no problem. Okay, now one or a group of people, no difference. Okay, you ask a shaliach to go do it for you. the Erev Aleihem be'ezer ruach sheratza, and he made the Erev. You asked him to make an Erev to move, relocate your makom shvita, and he did exactly as you asked. Harei ze Erev, it's an Erev v'yotzim bo, and you're yotzei through it. Sheharei lo yichadu lo ruach, because you didn't specify a place, so he can choose anywhere, and you were somech on him, and you told him to do it. So even if he chose a place that you're not happy with, it still works because you didn't specify. And we assume that the assumption is where if you didn't specify, wherever he chooses, it works, and that's what's kaveh. Yud. Ha'omer lachaveru arev li b'tamarim. But if you make any specification, right? Once you appoint the shaliach with a specification, he must fulfill whatever you specify. Otherwise, the whole shlichus gets annulled. So you tell him make an eruv tchumin, not with bread. I want you to use tamarim, dates. The arev alav begrogros, and he used what people call grogros, dried figs. Begrogros the arev alav betamarim, or vice versa. Amar lo, hanach eruv bebingdal. I want you to place my eruv in this place, or in this cabinet, in this location. Vehinicho b'shovach, and he put it in a little different location, in a dovecote or somewhere else. B'shovach v'nicho b'migdal, or vice versa. V'bayis v'nicho b'aliyah, you want it on the main floor, and he put it up in the attic. B'aliyah v'nicho b'bayit, or the opposite, upstairs in the building. Eino eruv, it's not an eruv. Because once you any detail you specify, and he goes against it, that uproots the shaliach. Avayim amar lo eruv alai. Arev alai stam, but if you tell him, make an Erev for me, and stam, you don't specify. The Erev Allah, bein begorgos, bein mitzvahim, bein bebay, bein be'aliyah, whatever food he uses, and whatever location, harei ze Erev, it's an Erev, it works. Yod Aleph. Mi sheba baderech. Okay, now, you are traveling. You're not sitting at home. You're traveling. And, umakir ilan ogader besof apayim ama. You're running late on Erev Shabbos. You don't have time to relax at home and then prepare food and bring it to where you want to be, or you don't want to walk there at the time. Okay, and you're just not going to make it on time. You might not even make it to your own home on time. V'yarei shema techshach kodem shiagia sham. And time is running out. You see the sun's going down. And the lower it gets, the faster it goes down. V'amar shvitati tachta b'ikaro. So what happens? You're afraid. You're not going to get home, and you want to be in a certain place tomorrow morning, let's say, and you're not going to get there on time to make your Eruv where you want it to be, your Makom Shvita. So you just verbally, you're by yourself or with a friend, doesn't matter, you're walking, and you say, Shvitati Tachtav B'Ikaro. You specify that I'm making my Makom Shvita at a certain location. Now, you have to know exactly where that location is. If you don't know exactly where it is, you can't just say, somewhere, on the address, I don't know, somewhere around the, on the street of Luz, or some random location. It can't even be, somewhere in the park, wherever that is. You have to pick a spot. Basically, you have to pick a spot that's essentially that you can, home in within Dalet Amos. You basically have to choose an exact location within Dalet Amos. That's basically what it means. So you pick a particular tree that you know, or a particular fence, or some kind of a sign, or a pole, or a bench, whatever you recognize. Okay, that's what you pick. And it just happened, but it must be within 2,000 Amos. Because you can never make an area beyond 2,000 Amos from where you are. Now, let's say it's 5 o'clock and the sun goes down at 6. Okay? And you don't want to forget to make your Erev. So you're telling yourself, I'm going to pick a location, where I want to be, but you're still not within 2,000 Amos when you verbally say it. You are, it's 5 o'clock and you still have another hour of walking. It goes by, this is, I basically say this is the Mishnah Berurah's interpretation of the Rambam, and Pashtus, that's how it is, and that's how Beit Meir paskins. So basically, it's It doesn't go by 2,000 amos from where you're standing when you verbally say it. It goes by 2,000 amos where Bein HaShemashos, where you are at Bein HaShemashos. So you have a whole another hour to get there, because no one's kona shvita except during Bein HaShemashos. And during Bein HaShemashos, you have to be within 2,000 amos of your... Okay. All right, you know, okay, that's fine. So we'll keep going. V'yarei sham ashtek shachodem sheyagi asham v'yamar shati tachta b'yikaro kana shvita b'yikaro. B'yikaro means like at the base of the tree. You pick a tree, because a tree can have long branches. And it can be very very wide, and it can be bigger than 4 amos. So it's important to specify even where at the tree. So you say at the trunk of the tree, that's b'yikaro. V'yesh lo misham apayim ama. And so since that where you chose, you have 2,000 amos from there. Now, afa pisha eni yachol agiya shami ba'od yom b'malach mirani ala im kein yarutz. Now, you have to be able to get there during Bein HaShemashos, once Bein HaShemashos sets in, which is usually the case. Generally speaking, you can run, I think you can normally run 2,000 amos within Bein HaShemashos, but okay, it all depends. Fine. But it needs to be where you can get there in time. In other words, if you can't get there in time during Bein HaShemashos, then you're actually limited to even less than 2,000 amos. You have to be able to reach your place. Mutar leilech l'sham benachas. Oh, sorry. But you have to be able to. But then he says, then you could spatzir and you can go on a slow rock, a walk, take breaks, whatever you want. Mutar leilech l'sham benachat afa pishenu magia shami ba'od yom. You don't have to get there before the day gets there. You just have to be able to get there if you want to run. Okay. Anyway, so, but the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha does point out, it sounds a little bit like the Shulchan Aruch, the way he wrote it. You really do have 2,000 amos from where you verbally say it. But okay, let's go on. Well, im lo haya yachol lagi sham klal mibod yom. But if there's no way you can get there before the day starts, lo yazuz mimakomo. Okay, so basically it's the same. Let's say you pick a spot and you say, I want my makom shvita to be by a tree, a certain location, and it's 3,000 amos away, or there's no way you can get there when Shabbos starts. So hare shahare. So then you end up with nothing, and you can't even move from where you are. Now, anytime the halacha says lo yazuz mimakomo, it means dalet amos exactly. Shahare akar dato mikan v'gam sham lokana. Because right now you're in the middle of nowhere. You're not at home. You're not in a place where you really want to be, and you specifically said, I don't want to be here, I want to be there. So you uprooted where you're standing, and your place that you chose is out of 2,000 amos. So the halacha says, you end up with nothing. You have no makam shvita, except your dalet amos. That's how the halacha works. Okay. If you were home, we learned before, if you're home and everything was great, and then you wanted to make another eruv to move your place, and you made it outside of 2,000 amos, and it was, so it didn't work. So we say you're still left with what you have, because you're in a good location. And so we assume you don't, like I says, we don't assume you uproot your own residence if you're going to end up with nothing, since you're in a comfortable place. It's a small, subtle difference, a differentiation. Okay. We'll see it a couple times in the next couple of simani. V'davka sheyichad arba amas v'hem b'toch alpayim ama. Now this only works when you're traveling and you pick a spot that you're able to specify the location within dalet amos, and it's within 2,000 amos of where you are. Would be mikol, or at least where you are during Bein HaShemashos. Kegon she'amar shvitati bi'ikaro, like you specify at the trunk, at the base of the trunk of a tree. U'mikan ad ikaro ein lo yoter. In Yotir Mi'alpayim. So then you get no more than 2,000 amos from that tree. Very good. Aval imein lo kol ilan betoch alpayim. Velo yiched makom tachtav. Now let's say you have a large tree, and not all of it is within 2,000 amos from where you are, and you didn't specify where under the tree. Lo kana shvita. You were not kone makom, because you didn't. It's not isolated, because your tree is bigger than the shema hayab daito al arba amos shehim chutz alpayim. Because maybe we don't know where you specify is really what it is. You specified under the tree, but it's unclear where you specified. And your four amos might be out of the tchum altogether, out of the 2,000 amos. V'gam kan lo kana. So therefore, sheharei akar daitom ikan. Again, you uprooted your das from where you were. You put it in a spot that might be illegal. V'lo yazuz mimakomu, and therefore you're left with nothing, and you can't move more than dalar amos. So v'im kula omed toch alpayim. Now, what if the entire tree is within? He's going to use the example of a tree of about 20 amos big, wide. So you have a large tree, 20 amos, and the entire tree is within your 2,000 amos. So it's within your tchum, but you didn't specify where under the tree. But loyichad mekom shvitato. Go on, she'amar shtitachta. Just say, I'm going to be under the tree. Yesh lo arba'al alafim imekom metzare ilan chutz mishur meshach tachtav shel ilan. Gon im shir ilan esrim ama yeshal payim pachos esrim ama. So basically, what that means is you end up. You did specify a location. You should have specified exactly where, but you did specify under the tree, so it's good enough. So your makom shvita is somewhere under the tree. We don't know where, but it's somewhere there, somewhere under that 20 amos. So we say it works. It's kona shvita, but you got to be careful of the chumrah because we don't know where. So you basically get a 4,000 amos with the tree in the middle. And, right. And therefore, basically what that means is you have to go lechumra. Let's say your makom is on one edge of the tree. So then you don't get 2,000 amos from where you are. You get 2,000 amos from the wrong extreme of the tree. That's where you might be. You might be on the right side of the tree.
1980 to the tree, and 1980 from the tree.
You basically get 1,980 on both sides of the tree. That's the simplest way to explain it. Very good. I'll leave it like that. Because you could be anywhere and you lose 20 amos. And if the tree was 50 amos, you lose 50 amos. Fine. Now, that's the Ikar Halacha based on the Shulchan Aruch. And that's Ikar Halacha Lamaisa, but Lachadchila, why don't you try and be careful for the Rambam? What does the Rambam say? You really messed up because you didn't pick a particular spot exactly. He just said, as long as it's, even though you should have chosen Dalet Amos, but since you specify clearly within 20 Amos underneath that tree, it still works, but you have to go Lachamra. However, Ula Rambam, according to Shvita B'yuchak Makom, Velosiyem Mekom Shvita To, according to the Rambam, you pick a place without specifying exactly where, and it's more than Dalet Amos, is the potential, Lo Kana Shvita Sham, Ela B'makom Shaya Omed Bo Keshechashecha. The Rambam says, you accomplish nothing, and you do get to keep your Makom where you were, because what you said was nothing. Even if you say, underneath that tree, or makom ploni, who rachok mimenu yoter me'alpayim kana shvita bimkomo. So he's according to the Rambam. This part sometimes it could actually be a little bit of a kula, so we're not makel against like the Rambam against the Shulchan Aruch. The first opinion is the main opinion, but lachadchila we should be machmer like the Rambam, not makel. Okay, so what happens is if you specify a makom ploni, but it's very vague. And you made it outside of the 2,000 amos. According to the Rambam, it didn't accomplish anything, and you still keep where you are. V'ha'omer shvititachat ilan ploni im yesh tachtav shmona me'ot o yeter lokana shvita. Same thing if you specify 8 amos, it's still not good enough because you specify 8 amos. You could only really be in one place at one time. So you could only be in 4 amos. You can never be in a spot that takes up more than 4 amos. Shaharei lo kiven makom shvitaso. Because you didn't specify where you were. So lefichach tzarech litkaven lishpot bikaro. So therefore it's important to specify an exact location. O be'arma amos shebitzfono o bedromo. Or at least if it's a big tree, just say on which side of the tree you're being. Specify which side of the tree, so at least you can home in on your location to within dalet amos. V'im haya tachtav pachot mishmona amos. But if the whole tree, you said underneath the tree and the whole tree is less than 8 amos, When you skaven lishbos tachtav, kana, it works. Up to 8, it works. Because, shehari miktas mekom umasiyam. Because at least part of where you chose is very clear. You have an area. You know that you can acquire 4. And you said you chose an area of 7. So no matter how you put, no matter what 2 options, the 2 most extreme options in 7 is always going to have an overlap of 1. So therefore, since there's some kind of an overlap, and so that 1 is very specific, that's enough to work, and you do have an area of tchumim. V'chen da'as harif, bazeh, and that's the rif's opinion as well. Okay. Let me just read real quick. Hayu shnayim echad makir ve'echad eino makir she'eino makir moser shetoler makir ve'omer shvitatenu b'makom ploni. 2 guys are traveling now together, and they're not going to make it, and they both want to extend their eruv so they can get where they want to get to for lunch or dinner, whatever the case is. So they, what do? They, one guy knows an exact street sign or a bench or a tree or a fence, and he knows or where that beware sign of a dog is on the fence, and he knows where he wants to be. The other guy is not from the neighborhood; he has no idea. So he just tells his friend to choose for him, and then that works. He says, "What? You appoint him to be a shaliach, and then that one shaliach says that place is going to work for both of us, and that suffices." V'davka, this is Yud Gimel, real quick, Yud Gimel. V'davka laba b'derech etir l'kai gavna. Everything we just said until now, without bread, is if you are, without any food, is if you're traveling. Avala l'mi shehu b'veto, someone's relaxing in his house on a Friday, doesn't work. V'im amar kein lo ala lo, if the guy's in his house watching a football game, and he says, I want my erev to be there, and he continues watching, it doesn't help. V'ein lo ala shvitas beso, and he's stuck at home with that tchum.